All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, let's go right to the people. You got the Mike Florio Pro Football Talk comments. We'll play those for you at 5:15. You got the Kareem Hunt stuff. It is it's a loaded potato on a Friday. Let's go to Antonio in Detroit. Antonio, what's going on, bud?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Okay. You know, I've been set up, and let me be the first to say, since no one will, that I appreciate Stanford coming here at an 0-16 team, a Don Trotton city sports-wise in the football realm, and he handled it, and 2 years later we went to the playoffs and seemed to be ascending in the right way. Only thing is, 2014, was a make a direction season. And the reason I say that, because of the choices we had to draft signified what direction we was going in. We could have went the strong offensive line with Taylor Lewan. We could have replaced Stephen Tulloch with C.J. Mosley. We could have prevented the Sue deal and added on to a defensive line that was talented and added on Aaron Donald. And we chose the direction and the backing up of Stafford with the Ebron pick to help solidify us with Matt Stafford. That's why they made the pick.
But what does this have to do with what we're talking about?
Because the direction of the team, this team has got behind him and put all their resources and directions. People are getting fired because of it. And the point is, I'm tired of him now. He had his chance. We've backed him. We've put the resources, and then you can't – if you take a 5,000-yard passer and give him a number two defense in the league, that should get you a playoff victory. And we didn't get it done. We had number two defense and an all-world wide receiver with a so-called guy who I've been backing, but at this point it's time to cut bait. It's time to cut bait.
No, you're not. Listen, I get it, Antonio, but you're not going to be able to do it until next year. And again, maybe next year they bounce back. But if they don't, of course, I want everybody going. Tired of it. Sick of watching it. Let's go to Will, 97.1. Willie, how are you, bud?
Hey, Will. Hey, Michael. Man, love the show, man.
Thank you, bud.
I just want to talk real quick about this whole Ray Rice thing. Kareem Hunt. You know, keep in mind with the Ray Rice situation, he was suspended 2 games initially. And then after the suspension was served, then the video wanted to come out, and they wanted to suspend him indefinitely. So I'm expecting the suspension. I just wanted to say that.
All right, but so debate this then. How can the league get this so wrong so often? They knew the video was out there. They knew it in the summer, right? This happened last February.
Yeah.
Like, just handle it right. Suspend him at the beginning of the year. Now you're going to turn around after you said nothing. You're not suspending him. The owner publicly in training camp, we're not suspending him. Now you want to suspend him?
I mean, I don't know if it's a Lee problem or if it's a Goodell problem. I don't know, man. I mean, I haven't liked Goodell from the jump, you know, and I'm a Ravens fan. So, of course, I had some kind of issues with the Ray Rice situation. It was just, they needed to get it right from the jump, and Goodell's proven time and time again that he can't get it right from the jump. So maybe it's time that we need to move in a new direction for a new commissioner.
Here's the other way you can go with it. Look, as I said earlier, the NFL is going to be put to a really interesting choice here. It was easy to blackball, to body bag Ray Rice, right? A fading veteran at the end of his career. But right here, right now, you got an NFL star in his second year. What's the NFL going to do? See, you know what's going to happen today? You're going to get a lot of people who go out and they're going to go, well, Kareem Hunt should never play football again. Okay. Reuben Foster's playing football. Guys, they don't care. They want to win football games. They don't care. See, this is where I think as fans, you're put to a choice. But if you think this league gives a damn about anything, the NFL has accepted and damn near empowered criminal behavior for as long as we can remember. Lawrence Taylor doing crack cocaine and drinking in the parking lot of Giants Stadium. All right? Guys, you know, Dante Stallworth killed a man. Here, Leonard Little, Google, right? Leonard Little drove drunk and killed a family. Played football again. The NFL, don't act like this is new. They don't care. They've never cared. And we've all watched it all along. You're not going to hear me try to be the morality police. I'm just trying to talk pragmatically through this. Of course the video's disgusting. The hell you want me to say? My issue is this is not hard to get right. It's not. It's easy. February, hotel, incident, security footage. League and Chiefs know about it, have access to it. Simple. Kareem, you're suspended. Start of the season. End. That's it. Both parties knew. Both parties had no action taken. Guy plays 13 weeks. Then it goes public. And then what? This turns into a leverage play? Oh, let's see if the pressure's bad enough, then we'll act? No, you look terrible. Get it right. Or, here's the other thing, and I'll just be honest with you. If the Ray Rice situation didn't alienate people from watching the NFL, nothing will. That was damn near manslaughter. That was a man launching a woman into space. It was disgusting. It's one of the most disturbing videos you'll ever see. That did nothing to hurt the NFL. You know what hurt the NFL? A guy taking a knee for the anthem. Okay? Politics carried way more weight than domestic violence. That's a statement about us. But the point is, those ticket techs fly in. I don't care. They want to watch football. They're mimicking what the teams feel. Like, in essence, I you know what the problem is for me? Here, I'm guilty as charged. I think the NFL is filled with bad guys, okay? I think the NFL, it's a wildly violent game. And these guys are expected to, like, we expect everyone to be these great people. And that's the fantasy. They're not. I think the NFL is filled with a ton of bad dudes. And it's a game where you got to play it with bad intentions. And these guys live this lifestyle of violence and chaos. And then what? We're shocked when they do violent, chaotic things in their life. It's a blood sport, dude. And it's gross. And their behavior off the field is gross. It's been that way for decades. Nothing has ever stopped the machine. So that's a statement that us as customers, we don't care. I don't know. I know there's a right way to handle these things, and it's easy, and it's up front, and that's it. You suspend guys. But ultimately, look, Jeffrey Simmons, correct me if I'm wrong. Is Jeffrey Simmons the same five-star recruit who right before he signed with Mississippi State punched a woman in a parking lot and it was on video? Is this the same Jeffrey Simmons?
Yes.
Okay. Jeffrey Simmons is about to be drafted number 10 overall in this draft. Okay?
The one-game suspension, yeah.
There you go. One-game suspension. And correct me if I'm wrong, he punched a woman on video. In a parking lot. Concrete.
Yep.
Okay? Tell me again the teams care. He's going top 10. Tyreek Hill choked his pregnant girlfriend. Like, I don't know how you can have these two worlds where everyone wants to be outraged, but yet they say nothing amidst. Like, that's why I'm numb to it. I'm not outraged. I know a lot of these guys are gross. I know what it is. It's a business, and it's awful. So I don't even think I don't think I'm being hypocritical when I tell you I identify his behavior as abhorrent. I identify he should have been suspended. Team disagreed, league disagreed. Why? They want to win football games. It doesn't outrage me because I understand the world we're living in. And the television ratings never went down for this stuff. Television ratings didn't go down when Leonard Little killed a mother of three. TV ratings didn't go down when Dante Stallworth killed a guy. Television ratings didn't go down when Ray Caruth put a hit on his pregnant girlfriend, right? TV ratings didn't go down. And we all watch. So while I understand people feel the man should be suspended, he probably should. Let's be careful what ivory tower we want to stand up on now. Because all of us are guilty in empowering this league by watching. All of us, myself included. So when I sit back and I go, look, they had the opportunity to suspend him. They brazenly did not. In a twisted way, I'd actually respect you more for admitting you're a scumbag than playing this game. And I got to watch ads with Chris Carter crying on TV about abuse. Like you care. Just say you don't. Let's be honest about it. And then we'll have a very honest conversation. I don't know how Goodell survives this. And you know what's funny? What a dumbass I am, right? He always survives. This guy's got 9 lives.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.